This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know how many of you guys are young parents, but for some of us whose kids are like teenagers and, you know, they're starting to grow up and leave the house, when you start to clean up their stuff, you keep some of the weirdest things, you know? Like, I have a piece of the Pampers sticker. This is before they started to Velcro the diapers. So I have some of the sticky tape. I have a little piece of the diaper sticker. I don't know if it was from a clean diaper or a dirty diaper, but I decided to keep the tape of it. Ah, because my little baby boy is that covered in stingy. I think it's so cute. You know, some of us keep the crib. Some of us keep some clothing or a bib. But one thing that I wish I kept, because I haven't been able to find them. I thought I did. I thought I saved them all. Was the little binky. Now, you guys might call them pacifiers. My friends called them binkies. So we called them the little binky. And, I kind of like that. I don't really like the name of pacifier. Pacifier means, you know, you gotta calm the kid down and all that. I didn't use pacifiers to calm my kid down. My kid wanted to suck on something and, you know, since I obviously, you know, didn't make enough milk here. Take the binky. he drank bottles and stuff. I breastfed as long as I could. But anyway, so when the problem with the binkies is they would fall out of their mouth and land on the floor. And so I would have to stop and clean it. I saw one of my friends would dip it in his beer. He's like, well, the alcohol will kill everything off. I'm like, well, yeah, but now you're putting an alcohol-soaked binky back in your kid. But I understand. It didn't hold a lot of alcohol. And then I would see one mom suck it clean. So when the binky fell, she would stick it in her mouth, suck off the dirt, and put the binky back in her baby's mouth. Now, some of you guys are like, that's gross. Oh, I've seen grosser stuff in women. We knew one lady who would pre-chew the food and then put the paste that she chewed into her baby's mouth. Humans do some weird animalistic stuff. And I don't even know if I want to call it instinct. I think we should know better that something in mom's mouth like herpes could kill a baby. And so don't be doing that kind of stuff. But, you know, a lot of moms, they're like, well, if animals do it, then so can we. And I'm like, well, okay, but I mean, we don't lick our kids clean. You know, just because cats will lick their young, and that doesn't mean that's going to really clean your baby. Use some soap and water. But mind you, I get the naturalist. I get it. So for years, we've been telling people not to suck on your baby's binky. But now they're saying, oh, it could be healthy. A new study released today by the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, Michigan. Researchers found that babies had a lower level of the antibody immunoglobulin E when their parents sucked on their pacifier to clean it. I didn't realize this was such a common thing, such that they could do a study. IgE is linked to the development of allergies and asthma. They say while more research is needed, the experts caution parents not to conclude that sucking on the pacifier is a sure way to prevent the development of allergies or asthma in their child. The study suggests babies may receive healthy oral bacteria that will affect the early development of the child's immune system when a pacifier is cleaned in this way. Now, I don't know if you guys are seeing this trend. When they're talking about kids and allergies, they're kind of saying those of us that really baby the kid and not let the kid get exposed to things seem to have more allergies. But kids who have been raised with a dog, kids who play outside more or out, you know, they just seem to do better and are a little bit more resilient. So I find that kind of fascinating that, again, here's another study saying, look, you could expose your kids to some bugs. So to come to this conclusion, researchers from the Henry Ford Health System asked 128 different mothers how they clean their baby's pacifier. Of those 128, 53 said they cleaned it with soap and water, 30 said they sterilized it, either using the dishwasher or boiling water, and 9 of the 128 said they sucked on the pacifier to clean it. Then they compared their baby's IgE levels at different stages of life, birth, 6 months, and then a year and a half. And researchers found that babies whose pacifiers were cleaned by mommy sucking on it had significantly lower IgE levels at the year and a half mark. Now, they say there's no cause and effect relationship, but they can say that the microbes a child is exposed to early on in life will affect their immune system development. You see, you know, in caveman days, the babies would all kind of be together. You'd take care of the baby, and then the moms would hunt, or no, the moms would gather while daddy's hunting, and maybe someone, I would have been a hunter. I would have been like, you know what, I'm not vegan. You guys go deal with the nuts and the berries. I'm going to find myself some meat. You know, my husband's going to be like, woman, get off your own. I'm not going to get you meat. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to get the meat myself. So me, I would be one of those women that, you know, left and would need a babysitter. That would just be me because I'd be going out to get the meat. That's just me. I could bring all the bacon. Anyway, so babies would kind of be amongst each other, and that was a great way for them to start, you know, building up their immune system. And nowadays, we're like, all right, keep the kids. But a lot of kids don't have siblings. I mean, you used to grow up in a house of 8 people. Now it's, all right, well, I have one baby. Maybe I'll have a second baby. I don't know. So our kids aren't really exposed to a bunch of other kids. And then we put them in school, kindergarten. You know, it'd be really interesting to see those kids, you know, like latchkey kids or kids like mine that I had to put in daycare, how their immune system allergies look as compared to those who, you know, were able to be with mom, which I think is, again, one of the healthier ways to raise a child, but, you know, able to be with mom until kindergarten age. So it's interesting. But, all right. So, but I'm not going to tell you all to suck on a pacifier. Man, you know how nice a day at work could go if I had a pacifier? I like pacifiers. 1-877 Doc Dolly. It's the race. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this in this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You talk too much. I say you never shut up. They don't really have that part in the bumper, but that's okay. I don't ever shut up. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not only making the show happen, but not telling me to shut up. Big thanks to Daniel, who would never admit, even if he wanted me to shut up. He's always been my, you know, right-hand man and, you know, so supportive. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm about to talk about a very tragic case where a teenager killed himself by trying to get high on inhaling deodorant. And before I do, I just want to say, you know what? Maybe I do talk too much. Maybe I should just stick to the story. let me go back here for a second. Okay. I do have some faults. Okay. I talk about other people's faults on the show. I talk about your faults. I talk about Daniel's faults when he's not listening. That's why Daniel doesn't like to take a day off, because I talk about him on air. Daniel doesn't have any faults. But if he did, I'm sure I could make a segment out of it just to kind of, you know, I'll elaborate and add some extra stuff. But, you know, I'm realizing that I can't shut up. If I see something that I think is wrong, I go out of my mind if I can't say something. It's like shutting up and being quiet about it is not an option. Now, a lot of us have jobs where we're told, keep your head down, lay low, and just do your job. And that makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am in radio if, you know, I sat there and said, wait a second, this sucks. What's wrong here? This is wrong. This is wrong. You know, people don't like noise. They don't. They don't like noise. Now, they do like ideas. They do like a positive outcome. And so there are a lot of you out there that I think are noisemakers. I don't want to consider myself as a noisemaker. I want to consider myself as a fixer. Guys, this is wrong. Let's fix it. Let's get it done. Most of the time, I'm pretty quiet and subtle about it, but sometimes I'm pretty loud. If I don't think I'm being heard, I'm going to be loud. Because I want to group other people together and get it done. Once it's done, I can relax. And then I feel good. And I'm seeing from some of your emails, we also got a story to cover, the jobs that are, I guess, you know, that have the highest suicide rates. There's some very interesting jobs here where people have suicide rates. I think we need to just evaluate, especially since we're going to go into the story of this kid, you know, choosing to get high. I think a lot of us, we don't like our lives. We pretend we do. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. Love it. Love the job. Love the marriage. Love the kids. Love the relationship. Love my church. Love my, you know, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, I love it. I'm good. And it's because, like, for my generation, you don't really sit here and try to find things wrong. You go about your day. You be tough. There's people with worse lives. See, that's how I grew up. How I grew up is whenever I wanted to complain about something, my family would just bring up how most of our family died in the Holocaust. So, you know, Mom, Dad, I have a problem. Really? Is it anything like your great-grandma so-and-so who was starving to death and had to eat out of a pan that had her own urine and feces, and then she ended up dying in a concentration camp? Is it a problem of that magnitude? No. Then, go ahead. Never mind. I can handle it. Mom, Dad, I have an issue. Really? Is it at all of the magnitude of like when your grandfather was held up with a gun put up to his head and he had to decide what to do in a split second to save his life and his wife's life? No, it's not, you know what, it's not important. Thought so. And so, couldn't really feel sorry for myself. I love my parents. They taught me, my father made recipes. I mean, they taught me to not, you know, feel sorry for myself. And growing up in the 80s, you did it. You know, there were a lot of other stuff going on. We still thought, you know, Russia could attack us. So now it's a whole different day and age. Yeah, sorry, those are some cans. Those are some Red Bull cans on the floor of the studio. Sorry if you heard that. All right. Don't tell anybody I drink some Red Bull, because it's do as I say, not as I do on the show. They're the diet Red Bull. They're the sugar-free Red Bull. Leave me alone. There were only two cans down there from earlier in the week. But nowadays, it's, all right, tell me how you feel. Take a stress day and think about how your week went and what went wrong. Now, for somebody like me, I'm like, no, don't start stirring things up. Your brain knows exactly where to hide bad memories. Mine does. I have some pretty bad memories. And me and my brothers and sisters and family members know exactly where to hide certain memories so they don't come out. Leave it alone. Let me move on. And we do well. But they're finding that's not the healthiest thing to do. The healthiest thing to do for the masses, not for everybody. Remember, whenever you hear stuff in medicine, it doesn't mean it works for everybody. It means it may work for the majority. It doesn't mean it works for everybody. And trust me, please don't make me go there. But for the majority, they're saying, no, we need to do something different. Okay? You need to always reevaluate your psyche. You always have to reevaluate your situation. And you want to know something. For the first time, I think I might actually agree with that. Because I think we do just tell ourselves, I'm good. I'm good. You know what? That doesn't tick me off that much. I'm good. And then all of a sudden we realize we're not good. And we're seeing suicides, or we're seeing shootings, or we're seeing domestic violence, or we're seeing these pressure cooker steam releases, or we're seeing people get high, or we're seeing people go to narcotics and to get high or to escape. And maybe that is an underlying problem. Maybe we really do need to, and I hate to be all touchy-feely on you guys, because I'm like, you know, buck up and move on, for crying out loud. But maybe we have some people where it's different strokes for different folks. And they may need let us dig deep, you know, into, you know, how we really feel about something. The problem is a lot of things in life you need to buck up and do. I mean, if it's cold outside and you need to hunt for your food or you need to go to work, who gives a damn if it's cold and you don't like the cold? Buck up and do it. But on the other hand, if you're having issues at work, you're having issues with the marriage, you're having issues with a loved one, that stuff does need to get hashed out. You know, and I'm noticing I'm more the type of person where I'm like, okay, if there's a problem, I just want to fix the problem before the weekend's done. Fridays are always rougher days for me because I don't like to leave crap unsettled. That's why I work on the weekend. I work on the weekend. One is because I just have work to do. Two is I'm a workaholic. I mean, I'm supposed to be going away on this weekend for an event. Supposed to be just enjoying myself. Oh, no way I'm taking work. I'm a workaholic, that's just me. But maybe psychologically, if I had to psychoanalyze myself, maybe it's because I don't want closure of the week. Maybe I don't think things are fixed. And so I can't just go and end the week and go and enjoy myself. So as long as I'm working, I don't feel the guilt that things aren't fixed. And I'm in certain situations where things aren't fixed and they may not get fixed and I'm not in a power to fix them. So that doesn't fly with me. But maybe it's good to identify that. Otherwise, you're ruining your weekend. Or you're ruining people's lives at work, or you're just taking too much on yourself. So as we go into the next couple stories of this kid accidentally killing himself, and suicide rates, you know, depending on jobs, your homework for the next few days is really try to think about what it is you like and what it is you don't like. And if you're finding that most of your day is doing something you don't like, try to change it. You know, buck up and do something about it. But sweeping it under the rug, going, I'm good, I don't think that's an option. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, and a federal judge has ordered the White House to immediately restore the press credentials taken from CNN reporter Jim Acosta after he had a run-in last week with President Trump at a briefing. Acosta giving a brief statement a short time ago after the ruling came in.
I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
The White House pulled Acosta's credential last week, accusing him of inappropriate behavior. In the limited ruling, the judge said broader issues involving First Amendment rights may be deliberated at a later date. In Northern California, officials say over 630 people may be missing as a result of the deadly camp fire. Seven more people confirmed dead yesterday, bringing the death toll to 63. And this is USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. In. We're all in studio. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a 19-year-old died after inhaling deodorant to get high. Apparently this happened in the Netherlands, and this isn't the first time we've heard of this. In this particular case, this young man was currently being treated for cannabis and ketamine abuse. But then he relapsed. And when he relapsed during his rehab, he decided to one day place a towel over his head while breathing in deodorant. Now, this case report was published in BMJ Case Reports. and it describes him immediately becoming agitated and hyperactive, and then going into cardiac arrest. Now, efforts to revive him were unsuccessful, and doctors put him into a medical coma before withdrawing life support. Now, last year, a 12-year-old girl from England died similarly. She was found with two bottles of deodorant spray next to her bed. Her death was attributed to propane and butane toxicity, causing, quote, cardiac standstill. So these are, even though he's 19 years old, but, I mean, we had a 12-year-old here and a 19-year-old. We have young adults, young or teens or children, finding the need to get high and using household chemicals, household, you know, options to do so. You know, that really frightens me. Like, what was going on in this little 12-year-old girl's life? So, you know, that made her need to inhale two deodorant cans. So, we need to talk about household products, and we need to talk about the idea of inhalant abuse. I mean, it blows my mind that we have to talk about this, you know? We know that people snort. We know that people inject. We know that people consume too many pills. But you have this new trend. And the trend, actually, I have to say, it hasn't been new. It's been around since the 70s. I think 1974 was the first recorded case, and that's because that's when deodorant did start to become aerosol, right? Like, sure, you know, raise your hand, you know it, raise your hand, you feel confident, secure. I love the Sure commercials. I couldn't wait to have body odor because I really wanted to, I really wanted to use, like, you know, Sure, so I could raise my hand on a subway and be in New York. So, how do people misuse inhalants? Well, you could just directly inhale it. You could huff. And huffing is where you put it in a bag or a balloon and breathe it in. Or you could soak linen and breathe it in through soaked linen. So there is a condition that has been, termed for this. It's called sudden sniffing death syndrome. And that's exactly what it means. You're sniffing something, and sudden means you're going to die pretty quickly. In fact, most people who die, die before the paramedics can get there. Now, it's not just hygiene products. It can be cleaning products. It can be a variety of things. So you have these hydrocarbons, these volatile hydrocarbons, that are able to, you know, pass the blood-brain barrier, affect the brain, also affects certain nerves to the heart, causing cardiac arrest. Now, we told you that there's a difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack. Cardiac arrest is where the electricity stops, or you have an electrical abnormality, and then the heart stops. A heart attack is where part of the heart muscle isn't getting blood, so the heart can't beat that well. True, you could go into cardiac arrest after undergoing a heart attack. But they're two separate things. You get that? A heart attack is a blocked artery, the heart muscle not working well, you not being able to beat a heart. The cardiac arrest is, it's an electrical issue. Has nothing to do with clogged arteries. I mean, a true, when somebody like this has cardiac arrest, that means there is something interfering with the electrical impulse that is triggering the muscle to work. When the muscle doesn't work, the heart immediately stops, suddenly. Now, the other thing that we think happens is it irritates the lung linings. And remember, the lung linings are supposed to, you know, oxygenate the blood. So if you start going into a bronchospasm, or you just can't breathe, or your, you know, alveoli can't do what they need to do, or they expose the air to the blood cells, now you're going to be hypoxic, and that's also going to put you at risk for cardiac arrest. So I read an article on this. How often is this inhalant abuse? Well, they say 125 deaths in the U.S. occur every single year. Most deaths, like I said, occur before first responders can arrive. Now, according to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, published last year, they found that 24 million Americans reported abusing inhalants during their lifetime. Really? 24 million. See, I remember when I was in the 80s, people would try to sniff glue or sniff whiteout. And I didn't get that because, you know, I would put nail polish on my nails and I couldn't stand the smell of the, nail polish and the nail polish remover and the acetone. I have a real keen sense of smell. I don't hear very well. I've had to have LASIK for my eyes. Sometimes I can't taste stuff, so I don't really know a good, you know, steak from a bad steak. But I sure can smell. And there are a lot of things out there that people can get high on. They could get high on cough medicine. I mean, you as a parent or as a grandparent need to realize that if you have a kid or a teenager, just because they don't hang around people that could get them cocaine or meth or ecstasy or pot doesn't necessarily mean they won't get high. So according to Chapter Capistrano, they talk about that one of the most common household items kids use to get high are over-the-counter medications that you left unattended. So cough medicine that has dextromethorphan, or DXM, is one of the most abused household items. And their effect can last up to 6 hours. They say federal government has instituted some forms of protection for consumers, and if you go to a pharmacy or grocery store to buy cough medicine, you will be required to present identification. Cold medicine that has pseudoephedrine can obviously be used to make meth, and just people can overdose on pseudoephedrine to get a high. Allergy medicine, antihistamines. Some of these kids are mixing allergy medicine with Valium or Xanax to get a better high. Motion sickness medicine with dimethydrinate. Those could cause hallucinations, nausea, vomiting, seizures, etc. And then the cleaning supplies. You know, these, like even Tide Pod. Tide Pod shouldn't have made people high. But some people think that one of the reasons why the Tide Pod challenge happened is because some of the exposure did make them high. I don't buy it. I just thought they were trying to be stupid on YouTube. But I'll believe anything now. Whipped cream. What are they called? Whips? Where you try to inhale the gas in the whipped cream? Helium? Mothballs, propane. I would have never even thought. And then some people use nutmeg to get high. Remember there were kids snorting nutmeg? That could unfortunately cause hallucinations. Just 5 teaspoons of it is enough to do it. And then cinnamon. There were people doing the cinnamon challenge. You swallow 1 tablespoon of cinnamon without water, and it would unfortunately trigger these coughing attacks. Vanilla extract. Why? Because it has ethanol in some cases. People were also getting drunk on hand sanitizers, mouthwash, nail polish remover, and then spray paint. They had to lock up spray paint. So you need to kind of be aware that your kid could be stupid. And if you start to see mood swings or personality changes or irritability or loss of interest in personal hygiene, loss of appetite, anxiety, and depression, any sort of weird things, you need to assume that kid is getting high on something. And again, you won't have time. The kid will die. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there are certain jobs that have the highest suicide rates. And I know some people would say, well, whoever has to work with Dr. Dahlia. No. We're trying to generalize, okay? All right? I haven't worked in some of these industries. I've worked in a lot of different industries, but no, you cannot blame me. So a recent report on suicide mortalities, and I don't want to joke about this because I had a friend who committed suicide. Suicide is very real to all of us. I think most of us have known somebody that has committed suicide, and it's sad because you know it could have been prevented. It's not you think or you hope. I was possibly the last person he talked to that night when he killed himself. And I go back and I go, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have talked about the VCR or Melrose Place or, you know. Now, somebody could say, with Dahlia, he would have killed himself anyway. Well, yeah, but, you know, I just feel like if I was the last person for him to talk to, that I could have done something. So a recent report by the CDC suggests men in fields associated with construction and extraction, according to Science Alert, represent the line of work with the highest rate of deaths by suicide. They say the rankings for suicide rates for 2012 and 2005 reflect a rise in people taking their own lives based on various occupations. Now, the report cannot explain the numbers, but it could provide a focus for putting better prevention strategies in place, they say. So, they say during the first 16 years of this century, we're talking the year 2000s, okay, suicide rates in the U.S. climbed steadily from 12.9 to 17.3 for every 100,000 people. They say that's a jump of more than a third. And they say no single factor seems to be responsible. I know people are like, well, Obama. No, we can't blame Obama or Obamacare or Pelosi or Trump. They say it could be economic security, social isolation, other forms of psychological stress, but it's not usually one thing. Of course, substance abuse has been implicated in some cases, such as declining mental health. But the issue of suicide is really complex, and obviously we can't do a one-size-fits-all solution. Now, some of you say if somebody, you know, inhaled, you know, deodorant or got high on something or decided to because they were feeling bad, you know what, I'm going to take 5 Vicodin and they die, is that suicide? No. That's accidental overdose or an accidental death. If you do something stupid, like, you know, let's say bungee jump without checking the cord, that doesn't mean you committed suicide. That means you if you were planning to be alive the next day, then it's not considered suicide. You see what I mean? So that means when these suicide numbers are going up, it doesn't necessarily mean now, will you have somebody who overdoses as a form of suicide? Yes. You may have some people that go, you know what, I just don't care anymore, I'm done. I don't like to include those per se in the numbers, because if somebody, let's say, is high, and they're high when they decide to take more and go, you know what, I just want to escape completely, I would still lump that into accidental. But if you have somebody who's not currently high, right, and of sound mind, and they go, I want to end it, that's what I like to dissect out as a true suicide. And the reason why is that's a whole different intervention than somebody getting high and then while they're in a high being stupid and then deciding to go deeper into an abyss. And I'm sorry, I think committing suicide is stupid. Unless you're, you know, doing it because you have a gun to your head or your other option is worse than death, you know, you deciding to, you know, escape and your life is, you know, actually pretty good, that I just don't think that's the smartest move out there. Okay? You know, we have survival of the fittest. We're supposed to be strong. There's going to be some bad things that happen. And when you see people like those dealing with the campfire and the Woolsey fire and hurricanes and floods and you see them overcome and rebuild their lives, that's exactly what humanity is supposed to do. You can't just quit. I know it's bad. Now, mind you, there are people out there that have cancer. I get it. There are people out there that have lost their limbs, that have lost everything. But you have a lot of these people that choose suicide. No. Somebody dumped them. I've been dumped. I've been dumped a lot. Trust me, you're going to meet somebody new. So, they found increasing suicide rates. They say the majority of hours spend most of their waking time in a workplace environment. So, they say it would make sense to have a better understanding of how our career might influence our risk of suicide. So, these figures come from the 2012 and 2015 National Violent Death Reporting System results. They looked at 22,000 Americans aged between 16 and 64 in 17 different states. They say in 2015, more than 1,400 male construction and extraction workers died as a result of suicide. That's 53.2 workers per 100,000, up from 43.6. It is the hardest occupational group. Now, who came next? Well, those in arts, entertainment, sports, and media. They saw close to a 50% jump between 2012 and 2050. They went from 26.9 to 39.7 per 100,000 working men. That same occupational group also represented the highest rate of suicides for women, with 11.7 per 100,000 and 15.6 in 2015. They say jobs in protective services and healthcare support were also highly ranked. But the most dramatic rise for women was in food preparation and serving. That was up 54%. Jobs in educational systems and libraries had the lowest suicide rates. There were also signs of a drop in suicide rates in certain occupational fields, like farming and ranching, the numbers fell. Women who worked in legal professions saw a drop. But they say literally tens of thousands of people across the U.S. took their own lives in 2016. And suicide jumped into the top 10 leading causes of death. And more than half of them did not have a diagnosed mental health condition. You know, I told you, there are some people that kill themselves not so much because they're depressed, but because it's a control issue. And I told you guys, when my dad died, one of my family members said, well, I want to know when it happens to me. I'm not going to go for this, I'll be in the middle of a car with my kids, I need to know when it happens. And a lot of us, feel that way. But I think there are some men out there that say, okay, you know what? It's going to happen to me. So I'm going to do it on my own terms. I'm not going to wait for dementia. I'm not going to wait for cancer. I'm not going to wait for a heart attack. I'm at my peak. I did everything. I'm going to take my bow. And I'm going to exit stage left. And I think there are some people out there that go, I am done. It's just, when you look at the young people, you're like, really? So, there's a whole variety of things. Depression, feeling you have nowhere to turn to, really hating your life, wanting control. But why construction workers? I mean, a lot of construction and extraction, they're out there in the sun, so they're getting good sun. Well, sun and vitamin D are supposed to help with moods, but then maybe they're getting too much sun. Maybe they're around dirt and dust all the time. Maybe they have a foreman on their butts yelling at them, and, maybe it's because it's, I don't know. I don't know why that particular occupation. That was kind of striking. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.